Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Half Hour Power. Joe Diesel here, and I have Chris sitting in with me today.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing great tonight.
Great. Thanks for sitting in with me tonight, man.
Hey, no problem. I was bored anyways.
All right. Well, we
got a fun topic.
You and I have had many discussions about this topic, so I thought
it's
it was
comical.
Yeah, I thought it was a really good topic for us to do. So that, of course, is the human centipede. So, let's hop right into this. Let's see. Okay, Chris, let me ask you this to start. When is the first time you heard about this movie? When is the first time you saw it? What did you think about it?
Okay, I remember exactly now, because I was trying to remember that earlier. I was back off. I saw that first year about this crazy film. And then I remember you told me there was a trailer on YouTube for a movie called The Human Centipede. And my initial response was, I'm sure with most people, was, what? Like, what? What's it called again? Human Centipede. I'm like, the human what? Centipede. You know, like centipede. And I'm like, the human caterpillar? In fact, if memory serves me correct, that's what I did a search for on YouTube. I typed in the human caterpillar and nothing came up. And I was like, what are you talking about? Oh, the human centipede. And you told me about it. And you said that there's this trailer for this movie called The Human Centipede. And I was like, well, what's it about? And you're like, well, you just need to watch the trailer. I'm like, but what's it about, though? And you're like, just go watch the trailer. And I'm like, well, what's it about? It's like, go watch the trailer. And then I think I finally asked, well, what's it about? And you're like, dude, just go watch the trailer and come back on the phone. It's only like 2 minutes long. So I go off the phone with you. And watched the trailer. I came back on the phone and I was like, wow. Wow. That's how I was first introduced to it. Where did I first see it?
Did you finally watch it? What did you think about the finished movie when you finally saw it?
When the film first came out, I thought that it was it might go straight to video. Like, I didn't realize it was actually in theaters for, obviously, select theaters, you know. But somebody had posted it, like they do with a lot of films, on YouTube, and they cut it up into 10-minute parts, which a lot of times they do. And I figured because it was some low-budget film, it needless to say, they took it down like 3 days later. But I happened to watch it on YouTube. Somebody was nice enough to post it in like 9 parts. And it was, as far as my opinions on the film, no, it's nothing great. Far from that. It's basically a gimmick movie. It's a very entertaining gimmick movie, mind you, but it's bottom line, it's a gimmick film.
Yeah.
Where were you first introduced, and where did you see it first?
Well, I was browsing around on the internet movie sites, and there was a poster for it. And I was like, well, that's kind of an interesting poster. What the heck is that about? I mean, it's got – you remember the poster, Chris?
The one from the Underbelly shot?
Yeah, it's just like somebody's standing up. Their hands are like on a glass thing or something. You can't really make it out. It's kind of vague. But then underneath his arms are more arms, and then more arms under there. And you got the title there, Human Centipede. It's like, oh, okay, what's that about? And I read what it was about. Like, what? Oh, okay. Now, it just really has surprised me, you know, or shock. I don't know. I wrote it as shock or surprise. Maybe that's not the right word, but just kind of like, wow, somebody really made that? I mean, it's a mad scientist movie, right?
At least that would be my impersonation, too, yeah.
Yeah, mad scientist. I mean, there's been a lot of mad scientist movies. There's been a lot of crazy craziness with those movies, crazy experiments, crazy you fill in the blank there. So, you know, I just waited and waited and waited. And guy I work with, we kept talking about it, and he was kind of intrigued, too, you know. So we watched an interview with the director, and he's got kind of a fun name, Tom Six. Right? So we watched that interview, and after that, I was like, I got to watch it. So I finally watched it, and like you said, it's a gimmick movie. It's the whole gimmick of Chris, do you want to describe what it's about in case somebody's listening and they don't know what it's about? Just the basic premise.
Well, I'll give the basic premise, and then after that we'll go on to a funny detailed story we have about it that you can sign me up for. But the premise for the film is you have, they take, and it could be two, three, or four people. Generally, it's referred to as three people, and they'll take the first person, and then with the first person really gets the best end of the deal here by far. The second person, they will sew their lips around the anus of the second person, and then the third person gets their lips sewed around the anus of the second person. You form a train in some ways, in some sense.
Yeah, so he calls that a human centipede, the mad scientist. Yeah, so that's basically what it is. That's really all it is. So then you watch this happen in this movie. Now, it sounds like it has the potential to be a pretty gory movie, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, yeah.
And it's not, is it?
That's the funny part. We were, before this, yeah, you go watch, like, and the best example is the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Even with all the gross stuff going on around, there's really nothing overtly violent going on in the film itself. And even with this film, it's the same way. There's really hardly, except for maybe at the very end of the film, there's hardly any blood. And, I mean, really, that's it. It's basically the illusion.
I was expecting there to be more, and I guess really the shocking thing to me about it is there wasn't more in it.
Really, the shocking part of the film is the concept and not the details.
Exactly, and that's why I agree with you that it's a gimmick movie. It's just, that's really all he had, and let's see, the director came up with this idea by making a joke to a friend of his. And I believe they were watching some kind of a news broadcast about a child molester getting sentenced. And his joke was all child molesters should have their mouths sewn to the anus of a fat guy.
A fat truck driver, actually. But yeah.
Yeah, he used the today. Yeah. So the idea started with him from there. Wow, that would make a great mad scientist movie. So I think you have so can you imagine trying to sell that movie to backers?
No, the funny part is when he sold it to the backers, he just told him he was making a mad scientist movie. He didn't go into the details. I'm sure they heard the details.
He didn't say what? Yeah.
I don't think this film would exist today if he had gone into the details.
You're going to do what with what?
And in fact,
exactly.
This is even funnier, is when you watch the trailer, and this is where I was misinformed, you see a diagram of the human centipede, at least the way the doctor wants to make it, and the way the doctor is, and if you watch the film again and watch this diagram, it's on there, you'll see an intestine tract go from the first person through the mouth, into the body of the second, through the mouth of the third, and into the body of the third. So I was under impression that you feed the first person and the nutrients travel to the stomach of the second and then and then all the waste comes out the back of the third. So we were talking about this and I was like, oh, okay, so the first person eats, I don't know, chili or cheesecake or whatever, and the nutrients pass and then all the comes out the end of the third person. And you're like, no, that's not how it works. I'm like, what do you mean? And he said, no. The first person eats whatever it is they eat, chili, cheesecake, whatever. And basically, their fecal matter and waste go into the second person. And then that fecal matter goes into the third and exits the third. And I remember my initial response wasn't even which even makes it more comical. My initial response was, well, how do you keep the second and third person alive? I thought the whole point was to keep the second and third person alive. I mean, that seems kind of pointless. They'll just be dead in a couple of days. I think your response was, Chris, that's the point of the movie.
I looked at you and I was like, well, you know, you're trying to make it sound, or you're trying to make it a nice thing to be a part of the human centipede, and it would be bad. Don't get me wrong. It would be bad. But if you're fed that way, the way you describe with the nutrients passing from body to body, it wouldn't be as bad as how he actually did it, how they actually are fed, which you just described. So I don't think I need to do that again. But there is a, since you just talked about that, There was a, yeah, this is kind of a disturbing scene. You don't see anything in it. I thought it was kind of disturbing. It's, but you don't see him going with, right? Where he is out there training the centipede.
Yeah.
And
oh, real quick,
he feeds it. He feeds it. And the man decides, oh, no, I got to go now. I mean, you know, this happened over. He's like, he's got to go. He's actually apologizing. Now, let's jump back just a little bit and just describe the people in the centipede just real quickly. The front of the centipede is a Japanese man who cannot speak English, doesn't understand English.
Not a word.
The middle is a woman, a tourist. The last woman, you know, is her friend. So the Japanese man doesn't understand what, he can't communicate. So he is actually apologizing to the lady that he has to go. And there's nothing he can do to stop it. So the mad scientist, now, I don't want to I might mispronounce his last name, and I might mispronounce his first name, but I'm going to give a go here, is played by Dieter Laser. Does that sound about right?
That sounds about right to me. Yeah.
That guy's great in this movie, and really, if you want to see this movie and you want to see a performance, he's great in the movie. And to me, he's the best thing about the movie. But he's standing there next to it, and what is he screaming?
Oh, it's the best line in the entire movie. He sees that the guy has to go, and he just shouts the two famous words of the film, Vita! Vita! And he gets so happy and excited about it.
Exactly. He's so excited. He's so jubilant. The joy you can just see radiating from him about that thing happening. That's the first time that he's going to feed her. Now, one of the other things, we're still talking about feeding. Tom Six actually made the argument that you could keep the other two alive with some kind of IV drip or something. You could keep them alive a little bit longer.
Yeah, I mean, you can give nutrients through the blood, but you're not going to get any nutrients through your digestive tract doing that, though. So you may be able to prolong your life for maybe a day or two tops.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So now the other part, we'll jump back to the making of the centipede. I think you described this scene briefly. But once he's got the people he's going to use to make the centipede, he spends some time describing to them what's going to happen to them. Now they're chained up in these hospital beds, and he is describing to them in great detail what he's going to do to them. Do you remember that scene?
Yeah, this is where he shows them the infamous diagram of what's going to become of them.
Yeah. And I'm just sitting there thinking, man, if I am chained to a bed like that, and that has just been described to me, this is going to happen to you, I would do everything I could to get out of that or be killed. Well, what about you, Chris?
I remember we had to talk about this, and it's like, how does one escape the human centipede? And for our listeners, one thing we forgot to go over was, besides being stitched mouth to buttocks, the other thing the doctor does is he does sever the tendons in their legs right below their knees. So the people can't get up and just run around. They have to crawl around on basically what is stumps for legs and their hands. So
yeah,
that's
exactly.
One thing.
They can't do any of that. And one of the other things is Tom Six consulted a doctor about it and tried to make it as medically accurate as possible. I think the tagline is actually 100% medically accurate. That's pretty good.
Exactly.
But right now we're up against a hard break here, so we will be back momentarily. Have you ever wanted to be a part of or own your own human centipede? You have. Well, you're in luck, boys and girls. Call the Human Centipede Fantasy Camp. Pick your spot in the lineup, front, middle, caboose. The possibilities are endless. Be connected by stitches, staples, or duct tape. It's all good at the Human Centipede Fantasy Camp. Get to know strangers and friends in intimate ways you never thought possible at the Human Centipede Fantasy Camp. Call now! The Human Centipede Fantasy Cap! Warning, the Human Centipede Fantasy Cap is not a fantasy cap at all. It is a veiled advertisement. treatment from a mad scientist who will transform you into a human centipede by sewing your mouth to a stranger's buttocks. Be warned. All right, we're back, and we're just talking about the human centipede there, and we were just talking about the scene where he describes to his victims what he's going to do to them surgically. Because let's just say a little bit about his backstory. The mad scientist, he actually was a surgeon, and he specialized in separating, like, conjoined twins. So
this would be
really was a really good What's that?
Oh, I was going to say, this basically, it's very similar to what Joseph Mengele, the Nazi mad scientist, did during World War II, the Jewish people in the Auschwitz camp, concentration camp. That was another inspiration for this film.
Yes, exactly. And so he's got pictures around his house about with conjoined twins, and he also actually tried this experiment with dogs. Do you remember that?
Yeah, that is true. I forgot about that.
And he's always going on about, his beloved three dog, he calls it.
Such a poor
yeah.
One thing.
And he's got a picture of it, and he looks at it longingly, and he strokes the picture. Do you remember that?
Yeah, and I also remember, and we didn't get a chance to mention this before the break, was that you mentioned, how does one escape from a human centipede? And apparently one can do so. We talked about this. You would have to get a knife, and this is something you'd see in a Saw film, by the way, and you would have to cut around where you're sewed to the other person. So the horrible part is, we said the second person, they'd be running around with the buttocks of the first person flapping around their mouth and the lips of the third person flapping around their buttocks.
Now, I don't know. If I couldn't escape, so I would escape, though. Now, the lady there, she does escape. Now, she doesn't get anywhere.
Yeah.
Right? They get out. They almost escape. They don't get anywhere. But he...
Let me say something for her. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead first.
Yeah, he tells her, because she escaped and gave him trouble, he says, I was going to make you the front, but now I'm going to put you in the middle. Now,
yeah.
let's talk a little bit about some of the problems with it. Why, for me, why I didn't think it was that good. Well, the scientist, he's pretty creepy to begin with, right? So
yeah,
one of my problems is, The ladies, they're tourists, they're foreigners, they break down, they go to his house to get help with their car. That dude's creepy. I mean, you're just getting a bad vibe from that place, totally. There's just some weird things going on. You can see it in their faces that they were uncomfortable there. But they stayed, and of course they get captured. So to me, it's just, you just got to run out. But if they did leave, then the movie would be over. So I thought they should have made him maybe a little bit less creepy in the beginning there.
Now, I forgot, where did they get the Japanese guy from?
Wow, I really...
I don't remember if
he was there already or not. Because there is a scene in the beginning when he's got a truck driver there. He had kidnapped a truck driver. You remember that?
See, I don't even remember that part.
He had a truck driver there, and he shot him and killed him. And because he couldn't be used for the centipede. And I was talking to somebody else about that, and they were upset that the truck driver got shot. Oh, the truck driver got shot. Why did he shoot the truck? Really? If I'm strapped there, I'd rather be shot. That guy got off easy. That's what you want. You want to be shot. So I always thought that was funny, because I talked to you about it, and you were trying to make it nice to be part of the human centipede, and then this other person was upset that somebody had gotten shot. Oh, I can't believe he shot him. How could that be? Why would you shoot? So, what the heck is wrong with you guys? You want to be shot, and you don't want to be part of the human centipede.
What is the other funny fact about this?
If you were describing them coming out like that and getting a, if they were to get away when they're already attached, I don't think I want to live, because I think one of the other things he did is that, like, he takes your teeth out too, right?
Yeah, I believe so. Well, no, I take that back. I don't know if he does in the first. We'll talk about this more in the second one, but yeah, in the first one, I can't remember if he actually took their teeth out or not. I don't think he did. All he would do is he would cut like a V shape around the side of your mouth, and he would pull the skin up from the other person. He would cut a V shape around the buttocks of the person in front of you, pull that back, and then sew it around the side of your mouth.
Uh-huh.
And that's how you are attached. Now, one thing I did find kind of interesting about this film, even though it is just a gimmick, it does have kind of a twist ending. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, that's a rough ending. I mean, I don't know if I'd call it a twist, but I would call it rough. Now,
kind of a twist, it's probably more rough deal. It's more of a rough deal,
I don't
ending,
know,
but yeah.
I think people have figured out by now we're going to give away spoilers, so we're going to spoil the end.
Okay,
and,
I was trying to keep it spoiler-free, but yeah.
No, if you don't want to hear the ending, then stop the show right now and go watch it and then come back and listen to it, because we're going to give away the ending. So what you're just describing, the ending, the twist, if, I don't know, these guys are trying to escape. Now, cops come to his house also, right? They found out about the conspiracy. And he's fighting the cops, and they're trying to escape, and her friend is dying because she's the end of the centipede, so she's dead.
Yeah, she dies.
The Japanese guy actually kills himself, right? I mean, he commits suicide.
Yeah, that's correct. I thought he got shot in the crossfire, but no, that's right. He did kill himself.
He might have been wounded some way, but he actually does just commit suicide. So her friend is dead. The Japanese guy is dead, and she's stuck there. And I don't remember both of the cops. So she's just stuck there. You're done right now. She can't move. She can't do anything. She can't drag around two bodies like that.
No, both the cops and the doctor, if I remember correctly, killed each other in a crossfire. So she is the only one left alive at the end of the film.
Yeah, so she has to wait for the reinforcements to show up to find out what happened to those cops. So that's right where the movie ends. And I thought that was kind of interesting, but, you know, you kind of feel bad for the girl.
And that's where we got the joke of how would she escape, and she would have to cut off the lips and anus of the other two people.
Yeah, so she's just trapped. But, let me just say, I think you and I talked about this. One of the other things we were talking about was how did he take his human centipede upstairs and downstairs? Because you see a staircase, and there's a scene where they try to crawl up the staircase, the centipede.
Yeah,
but,
and they're very. I mean, they accomplish this, but they're very slow about it, though.
Yeah, it hurt them too. But I don't know. We're just thinking about silly little things like that. Like, he's all by himself. How does he transport these three people? There's got to be an elevator. Of course, you never see it in there. You know, just some funny things we were talking about. Some silly tangents we were going on about. But see, we're coming towards the end, and I wanted to talk about this just a little bit. This movie has a sequel.
That is true,
yes. I've seen the sequel. You haven't.
I have not. I've read what it's about, so I know all things in it, though.
Yeah, so the title of this movie is The Human Centipede First Sequence. So the second one is called The Human Centipede Full Sequence. Human Centipede 2 Full Sequence. Now, this is 12-person centipede in the second one. This movie is absolutely horrible. It makes the first one look like a masterpiece. It's amazing how really, really bad the second one is. And it's a lot more violent, and I mean gory, I should probably say. You see a lot more stuff in it. You see a lot more gore. You see a lot more of the operations. You just see a lot more of the stuff you didn't see before. Now, one of the main differences is the guy who's doing this is he's not a surgeon at all. He can't do any of that. So he uses, like, duct tape and staples. in it. But one of the biggest problems with it. Yeah, exactly. It's sort of a movie within a movie thing. He's obsessed with the Human Centipede movie, and he wants to make his own centipede. And one of the things I think really, really hurts this movie, really doesn't do anything for this movie, is there's no redeeming characters at all in this movie. You don't really get to know any of the victims. I mean, you kind of feel bad for them a little bit, but you don't get to know any of them at all. So you don't get a chance to feel for them, really. The main guy, you know, he's kind of he's picked on. He was abused as a child. He's still abused as an adult. You don't really feel for him because he's kind of I don't know the right term for it. It's escaping me right now. But his mother is really mean. He lives with his mother. She's really, really mean. His psychiatrist is really, really mean. There's no redeeming characters in there. Let me ask you, Chris, you've read descriptions of this movie, right? Are you looking forward to seeing it sometime?
Yeah, I might watch it later on. It looks somewhat interesting. It's just the first film was so much of a gimmick film that I really honestly didn't even bother watching the second one. Because really,
yeah.
Honestly, from what I've read, the second one is just even more of a gimmick than the first one.
Yeah, it is. It's like it's like we were talking about earlier. There's not a lot of gore in the first one at all. There's nothing there. It really leaves you imagining stuff. Well, the second one, he put everything in there. And one of the things he said we were talking about earlier was this quote about the movie, the differences. This comes from the director, and this will be a paraphrase, but that the second movie will make the first movie look like My Little Pony.
Yeah, because in the first film, just to give our listeners an idea here, he has, like, gauze and bandages wrapped around their faces and around the buttocks and anus of the person in front of them. You never see the lips touch the anus of the other person. You never see any fecal matter in the first film. It's just all implied underneath what's going on.
Exactly. It's all, you'll imagine it all. Now, let me just say this about the second one. Now, some people will know this. Fangoria, every year, has Chainsaw Awards. And Human Centipede 2 got nominated for one. And it was the worst film category, and it actually won. Now, the Chainsaw Awards are voted on by readers of Fangoria, so I don't know what that means, but there that is. It did win an award.
Now, the first
there you
one,
go.
The second one, wasn't it nominated for like 4 or 5 Razzies that year?
Yes, it was. It was nominated for Worst Picture, Worst Director, Worst Screenplay. This was made by Tom Six again. It is the worst prequel, remake, ripoff, or sequel. Worst Screen Couple. Worst Screen Ensemble. So I don't really know what any of that means, but it is kind of funny. Now, actually, there is a third one in the works, a third one. And Eric Roberts has been cast in that. Also, Tiny Lister.
And I believe the third one's title is Final Sequence. So, according to Tom Six, this is the last one in his trilogy of Centipede films.
Yes. And I think that would be a good thing. We were coming here really, really close to the end here, Chris. You got any final thoughts on the Human Centipede?
Yeah, there was one story we didn't get to really go into, but it's very comical. And I'm actually, this is maybe the most comical thing about the first film, and it really, honestly, has nothing to do with the film, in that we were talking one day, and I said, man, wouldn't it be funny and most of our readers, our listeners, I'm sure, are familiar with the old arcade game Centipede, where it comes down and you shoot the centipede as it comes down. And I said, wouldn't it be funny that instead of a centipede, it was people attached to each other, and then you shot them as they came down. And I remember you looking right at me, just saying, you're shitting me. Like, you've obviously seen it. And I go, seen what? And you said, you've seen it. Don't, quit joking around. You've seen it. And I looked at you, and I honestly said, seen what? I don't know what you're talking about. And you went on the internet, and apparently some guy has made this into a Flash game already.
Yeah, that's right. There actually is a Human Centipede Flash game, and I intend to put that up on the Facebook page here after the show. So you can check that out if you haven't seen that. And here we are. We're right at the end of the show. So if you were curious about the Human Centipede, maybe we help you make a decision if you're going to watch it at all. I'd say give it a try. Just watch it. It's one of those movies you just watch once so you can say you saw it. And who knows? Maybe you'll like it and you'll think we're absolutely nuts. You never know. But anyway, we will be back next week at the same time. And thank you for putting up with the small hiatus and change in schedule.
Well, thanks for having me on the show tonight.
All right. Yeah, thanks again for sitting in, Chris.
No problem.